It's easy to say tax collector, but you have to know what Jesus was saying. And people of that time would have understood exactly what our Lord was getting at by saying the word tax collector. They would have been the lowest of the earth, taking money from their own people and filling their own pockets, and not caring for the rest of society, only caring for those who were occupying their territory at that time. So maybe another way of looking at this, before we put this poor Pharisee to the crucible, you should look at this tax collector as if he was a drug lord, taking money from people and filling his own pockets. That is what our Lord is trying to get across today through these two men's prayers. And what exactly is our Lord looking for? And what's he trying to tell his disciples, to tell all of us about prayer? What can we learn from prayer? The readings are all within the answer is all within these readings. We see the book of Sirach. And our Lord, once being advised to be a nice man, just to care for others, to show love to others, to the widow, to the orphans, to those of lowly stature, and to care and to give to those people, and to even pray for those people. People that don't have as much as we have. Those who don't, are not high on the social scale, and those who are on the fringes. That is who our Lord is challenging us today. Challenging the man that the Sirach is speaking to always treat with respect, treat with love, and to also to be God-fearing, to allow God to be part of his heart at all times. Because when we do allow God to be part of our heart, we start hearing the words of Timothy, where it's not about our will be done, but the will of God being done. And the only way I know how to truly explain this is to look at what we already know. One way is looking at the three statues around and above me. We have Mary on this side, Joseph on the far side, and we have Jesus in the center. When we look to Mary, we can see her yes, being conceived without sin, so she can be the Ark of the New Covenant that ushers in Jesus through her yes. When we look at Jesus, we can think of the second person of the Trinity, the Son of God, the one who's fully human and fully man, who knows all things. And then we look to Joseph. And what can Joseph offer in this family? Yes, he's a protector. Yes, he was able to have a vision and protect Jesus from being killed. But what can he offer him from his heart? He's just a mere human. And this can be like our prayer. The only thing that Joseph could truly offer him was said Joseph was a carpenter who worked with hammer and nails and wood. And wouldn't you know it? It's through hammer, nails, and the wood of the cross that our salvation came to us. So what Joseph offered became the source of our salvation. But that still doesn't quite get to the heart of the matter. And now I gotta bring you into some more story time. My nieces and nephews have a nickname for me. They call me Father Uncle Ricky. And sometimes they want me to play games with them. With my nephews throwing baseballs or even playing soccer. For my nieces, sometimes it's playing some type of game or even them showing me their dolls and having fun with them. In the grand scheme of things, playing with them doesn't really get me anything. But it means the world to them. And they cherish that moment with their uncle. And we can each have our own little stories like that. Maybe for some of our fathers out there, you had tea time with your daughters. Time that your daughters will cherish forever in their hearts. Or even playing games with your sons and daughters. It's in that type of attitude where we don't really get anything out of it that our Lord is pleased in our prayers. He wants us to give of ourselves in our prayers. Regardless of how we pray, He wants us to give of ourselves, pour ourselves out to Him. And that's what our Lord finds pleasing in His sons and daughters, in us. And that is what our Lord wants us to be in our prayers. You don't want your priest or those who you look up to be praying, "Oh God, I thank you that I'm not like the rest of humanity." You ever hear me say that? I'm hoping I'm joking with you. But you'll never hear me say that. Because we're all broken together. And we all should be praying for each other. Praying for forgiveness. Praying for those. As this Pharisee and as Jesus pointed out, for those who would be the most harmful in our society, the tax collector, the drug dealer, whoever it might be in our lives, our Lord is challenging us to pray for them as if we were children, praying for the best so our Lord can raise them up. Let us show that mercy and that love, not only to ourselves, but to others. So others can be raised up for our Lord. And so we can be like St. Joseph, giving all of ourselves, even to the one who is perfect.